your life today.
Ted Kennedy's death the other day at the age of 77 after a battle with brain cancer. Republicans and Democrats alike singing praises of working with the lion of the Senate. But how will he be remembered? I said this in a previous show for Chappaquiddick and some of the Picadillos, for having a famous, famous family, or for some of the legislation that he tried to push through and various causes that he worked on. Whatever you think, you can throw in your two throughout the show at 800-259-5791. Kate Delaney, you're on America Tonight, captaining this ship through some interesting waters, certainly, during this version of ATN. Speaking of politics, he rears his ugly head again. This is a guy that I really, really liked for a long time. I was looking at him as, geez, 2012. He has a great shot, perhaps, of getting some attention and maybe being the choice for the Republicans. I think you all know where I'm going with this. Governor Mark Sanford, now, who's been ridiculed really for the past couple of months because of the whole thing of I'm going hiking and then the girlfriend being outed and then the emails and his wife's reaction, and did he use money to go on these trips to meet his lover for their trysts and all this sort of stuff. So the governor decided, you know what, I'm going to have a press conference and I'm going to let everyone know exactly how I feel since they're all calling for my head. And here's what he had to say.
In a lot of ways, it would represent heaven on earth to take him up on that offer of him taking my spot here for the last 16 months. But, you know, as much as I might like to do that, as much as I might want to do that, I really believe it'd be wrong for a couple of different reasons, and I want to go down those different reasons. And let me back up before I get into any of that and sort of explain the larger context of where I'm coming from. I was unfaithful to my wife. You all know that. Every South Carolinian by now knows that. I think the world knows that. Because when confronted with it, I laid all the cards on the table. I talked about it in absolutely painstaking detail. In some ways, I talked about it more than South Carolinians wanted to hear about it. But, I mean, I laid the cards out on the table. And then in the wake of that, y'all in the media and pundits and everybody else analyzed it and dissected it and focused on it and reported on it and then analyzed it and reported on it and focused on it some more and then analyzed it and reported on it and focused on it some more and then analyzed it and focused and reported on it some still more. And in that process, South Carolinians moved on. I mean, I was in Barnwell two nights ago. And I spoke there, and it was interesting, the number of people who brought up the notion of jobs and the economy.
We have a better satellite feed now. We're going to switch to that. Pardon the jump here.
The way South Carolina government works, they brought up spending and what was or wasn't happening on that front. They talked about federal issues in terms of what was happening with health care and not happening. And they talked about a bunch of different things, but they weren't talking about this. And I, what I've consistently seen, you know, I was at Hampton the other day for lunch. I was over in Somerville a number of days back. I mean, you retrace your corners of the state, and what you find is there's an amazing capacity for forgiveness with real world people. And there's an amazing...
All right, so let's end it there. Is there room for forgiveness, do you think, for this governor? And as you can see, a lot of people were carrying it live. That's from Fox. They were carrying it. And here's what I say. It would have been one thing. He disappears for a week. And it's like he said, everybody knows that he had an affair, all that sort of stuff. Would have been one thing. He disappears in June. He admits to the affair with the Argentinian woman. And then there was questions that came up about the legality of his travel on the state and the private and the commercial planes and all that other sort of stuff and the nonsense that I mentioned in between. Here's the problem. He's another Republican doing damage to the GOP because it's every single time it's like a circus with Sanford, and it needs to go away. It needs to stop. I think it does hurt the party, and that's the problem. if it was a question of forgiveness, absolutely. But when you look into these investigations, I mean, already he's had to reimburse after he said he didn't use public funds. He had to reimburse $3,000 for some flights. And now there's a question over more flights and a question over a couple of other things as to whether or not he used money he shouldn't have used. Remember when he said his mistress was a soulmate and he visited her during a trade mission that was planned by the state's Commerce Department, and he reimbursed the state, you know, $3,500, whatever it was, for part of the trip. They found out about these state planes for the personal trips. Again, then there's other things about private planes, and there's this very sketchy line on the whole ethics thing of what he when he went and when he didn't go and all that other stuff. So here's what I say. It's one thing he admits and has trotted out like plenty of Democrats have and Republicans have, admits an affair and all that other sort of stuff. But then it was just the constant running of the mouth. To me, I think it'd be better if he left. It'd be better for South Carolina if the governor just went. Because at this point, how effective is he as a lawmaker when the whole administration has come down to nothing but a joke? And every other week, there's something new. There's something new that's happened. His wife moved out of the governor's mansion with the kids, but she says they're working on their marriage. But in the meantime, this investigation continues to go on, this ethics probe as to what is going to be revealed. We'll see. And under state law, unless he waives confidentiality, the agency can't even say whether it is investigating what it's investigating. It could be a very, very long, 15 months or so that he has left in office for the people of South Carolina, because he is hanging on. He is determined that is not going to happen, that he is not going to step away. We told you a little bit about this the other night on America Tonight. I wanted to do a quick follow-up. I checked with a couple of people on this. Remember the Muslim woman who is now suing the judge over the headscarf? She was in a small claims court in Michigan, and the judge said he couldn't see her face, couldn't tell whether, you know, what to believe, and thought that she should have to remove her headscarf because you could only see her eyes, and ordered her to remove it. And she said she was uncomfortable and it wasn't right, and that's she's not supposed to be treated like that because this is a land of freedom and all that other sort of stuff. So then CARE got involved, the Michigan chapter, which is very, very strong, and they're in the middle of this federal lawsuit. So I ask you, fair or foul? Somebody comes in, they're a devout Muslim, is what she's saying. You can only see the slits of her eyes. You know, that's one of the deals. Somebody gets on the witness stand, you know, who they pay people actually to look at juries and to look at witnesses as to what they're doing with their hands, what they're doing with their face, and all that other sort of stuff. So do you think in the United States of America, in this particular kind of situation, that a person who wears a particular religious headdress, whatever it is, that they should have to remove it when they're in a court of law because of the testifying thing? Some Muslims, of course, believe Islamic law requires women to wear the headscarf, the veil, or the burqa in the presence of a man who is not a close relative. It just depends. Some of the younger people don't do that. But this lawsuit could go all the way. It doesn't look like it's running out of gas anytime soon. 800-259-5791. Kate hanging with you on ATN.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
All right, as usual in this show, we have a plethora of things we're talking about. One, Governor Sanford, of course, from South Carolina, and as I said, the circus continues. I could have forgiven him for the affair thing, but all the stuff that keeps dribbling out, and now with the ethics probe going on, it looks like he's going to be paying back a ton of money. That's not good for the people of South Carolina. They're disenfranchised, and many of them Republicans, so it's not like a Democratic witch hunt. It's the fact that a lot of the people have lost faith in him. And speaking of faith, the Muslim woman who was wearing the headdress and was told to remove it, is that fair or foul in the court system? The judge said it wasn't some kind of personal attack on her. It was the fact that he could not see anything in her face whatsoever except for tiny, tiny slits of her eyes as she was taking someone to court, and it was somebody in the auto industry. So she filed the suit, and she had to talk about the complaint, and that's where the whole thing started. Now it's a federal lawsuit, and CARE is involved in it, and the ACLU apparently is involved in it as well, so you know where that goes. Let's go out to Jeff, who's listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Jeff.
Hello, I was going to talk about that governor thing, but I want to talk about this swine flu and that Muslim woman.
Sure.
Whatever happened to the separation of church and state?
Well, yeah, I agree with you. I don't think she should. I think she should have had to go in plain clothes or whatever.
That's what the ACLU advocates every time whenever any of this religious stuff pops up.
Right, I agree. Mm-hmm.
And for the ACLU to come to her defense is kind of hypocritical.
Absolutely. That's the problem with the ACLU, my friend.
And the other thing is our local news here in St. Louis has already started to report on flu cases in the school district. I'm not going to give the name of it over the air.
Right.
But they're already talking about the possible, about a dozen or so cases in a school district.
Yeah, and you know, it was a scary headline we were talking about on our last show, Jeff, that They say that every half of America could come down with the swine flu and then 90,000 people could die. And what I said, is it more hype and hoax versus reality? And there's no doubt there is a swine flu, but how deadly
is it? Well, they said
it's
already, they said it's not mutating or anything like that.
Right, right.
So I think we can relax for now and almost enjoy the overhype in the media for now.
Yeah, I like the way you said that, for now.
Yeah, because you know, because whenever you think, whenever, because Mother Nature or whomever always likes to toy with us.
That's right. So it could change depending on if we have a true, true outbreak in the U.S.
I guess, as long as we pay attention and not overreact until it's necessary.
All right. Well said, Jeff. Thanks for the call.
No,
call us again. See, there's someone with common sense. I guess it's okay unless, you know, they don't overreact unless they have to. And you're talking about the government. So that would be great if that would happen more often than not. It doesn't happen, though, and that's part of the problem. So then you have this debate about what's real, what's not real. Geez, am I in a panic? People with kids that are going to school should be concerned because they hear all kinds of different things and they have to dissect for themselves what's real and what's exaggerated. And, you know, it's always about your kid's safety, right? I think that the Columbine thing, when that happened, really, when Columbine reared its ugly head and then the school shootings that happened in different parts of the United States. And, you know, and when you talk about all the schools that you have in the United States, the percentage was low. But any kid being held hostage or being shot to death in a school is completely unacceptable. So then I think people started to fear more things happening in schools. And, of course, in rougher areas and inner-city schools, the metal detectors. I can't even imagine. I think of when I went to school, I can't even imagine going through a metal detector. Of course, the year after I left my high school, which was Cherry Hill East in New Jersey, the big headline on Time magazine was cocaine hallways. And I thought, where were the cocaine hallways when I was in school? I don't know what they're talking about. But apparently there was a bunch of drug activity there, so I guess you never know really what's going on. In the case of the swine flu, or any flu, as any parent or anyone who's been a parent knows it listening to me, I said this the other night, the best thing that I can tell you, and all of you already know this and have been told this by your doctor, is your kids are like petri dishes and they catch everything. So if another kid isn't good at wiping his hands, puts things on his desk, you know, all that sort of stuff, you can pick that up from railings. A lot of things are contagious, and other strains of the flu certainly are out there as well. 800-259-5791. You know, coming up a little bit later on the show, we turned the page on the calendar because we're always moving forward, okay? But it's fun to look back as to what happened on this particular day in history. And if we do look back, if we went back to 1965, and I've only seen clips of this, but the Beatles on tour in Los Angeles visited with Elvis Presley, because remember he had a Bel Air house. They stayed up all night talking and jamming. Wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall to have heard any of those conversations? Can you imagine what they were talking about? I'm just thinking. I mean, maybe there wasn't a lot of talking going on, but I bet you there was. Because Elvis was somebody who liked to talk, so he might have dominated the conversation. I mean, it could have been about writing, could have been about women, could have been, you know, could have been all those things, music that they listened to, all that sort of stuff, but absolutely would have been fascinating. And so we also do the birthday thing. Some of the people celebrating a birthday, remember Pee Wee Herman? There's someone who really fell off the map. And speaking of cocaine, I saw him in a great Johnny Depp film. I can't think of the name of it now. It was about this guy who was dealing in cocaine. It was, think of it. It's a great movie. But anyway, his real name, Paul Rubens, he's celebrating a pretty big one, 57 years old. Also, Yolanda Adams is celebrating a birthday, and Daryl Dragon, remember from Captain and Tennille? When we get to that segment of the show, I'll tell you how old Daryl Dragon is. Just a couple of interesting things to hold close. And remember this, too. Here's a fun water cooler fact for you. Today is Hold a Bubblegum Bubble Blowing Tournament Day. with contests, I guess, for all age groups. And they have, I did not make this up, a double elimination championship blow-off. Let's ask Donovan. Hey, Donovan, were you ever good at blowing bubbles with gum?
No. My mother was a dentist when I was growing up, so gum was not really terribly encouraged.
Did she? So she probably didn't. Did she say no gum at all?
No, but it wasn't something that we commonly had around the house or commonly had access to. It was every now and then.
Yeah, I like that. I wasn't allowed to chew gum either because my mom didn't like it, and she said we chewed like cows anyway. And the same thing, she wasn't a dentist, but we weren't allowed to do it because of the damage to the teeth. Let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Okay. Just when I put you on at night, I say, no, I'm not going to bother her. You make me call.
Just a couple. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, the woman with the veil.
Yeah.
It's a couple little points. First of all, the judge, his only job is to make sure the proceedings are right, that the officers of the court are proceeding the right way and follow the proceedings of the court. And I would love to defend her. First of all, there have been cases where people have testified behind screens. Second of all, if you have a blind guy there with glasses on. And the third thing is, which is most important, when people go in and they swear on a Bible, nobody ever questions the court of what Bible they're swearing on.
Right.
And they could always question that, say, if this is the Bible, the court itself, the state or whatever court has that Bible, everybody in that court, including the judge and the jury, have to agree with everything in that Bible, which means if you're an atheist, you're off. If you don't believe in that Bible, and there's 200 Bibles out there, nobody ever questions that.
Yeah, that'd be good. That's a good thing to remember. Somebody else told me something like that, too, the whole swearing on the Bible thing.
Yeah.
You could really get somebody, if you're an attorney, that's the way to switch it around. But, you know what, I think he made a point. I think he's right, though. If I'm a prosecutor, but this is a case that the judge decides.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to see the person's face to see if I can get any tell signs of whether I think they're lying or not.
I've known people that would swear on a stack of Bibles. I don't know. That's a tough one. But I think, like I said, people have testified behind screens. And if you got a blind man that comes in there that wears glasses, and how can you even tell? Because he can't see anyway. So his reactions, you can never pick up on them anyway.
Well, you just made their case, Mark. Thanks for the call. And I'm sure that's all some of the things that they could certainly throw out there with witnesses and the protection and all that stuff. I don't know. This is a dicey one, however. 800-259-5791.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
This hour in sports shorts. Remember all the ball players that they were could have outed, or ball players who were on this list? The seizure of those players' drug tests have been ruled illegal. I'll give you the skinny on that. Plus, Rick Pitino goes off like a top over all of the things that are being said about him, saying his family is living under a microscope and he is sick of it. That's coming up in sports shorts round the bend. This is America Tonight. I'm Kate Delaney, hanging with all of you coast to coast and everywhere in between. Of course, to re-rack everything that's going on, Ted Kennedy, we know dead at the age of 77, called the Lion of the Senate. There's reaction from people on both sides of the aisle to his death, even the Republicans who disagreed with so much that Ted Kennedy fought for, but they say as a colleague he was able to try and work with all people. Muammar Gaddafi is talking about pitching a Bedouin tent at a mansion in New Jersey that the Libyans own. The New Jersey people don't want him. The senators are saying, please don't have him come to New Jersey. The mayor of Englewood, New Jersey, is saying, please, we don't want to see him here. It's disgusting and despicable what happened with Al Megrahi. And the people in New York don't want Muammar Gaddafi. However, I'm assuming he can do what he wants to do. However, the local police force would have to be available to protect him. So that means Englewood, New Jersey would have to pick up the tab, right, for that? So maybe they don't want to do that. That's also part of it. But the fact that so many of the people who lost children and various other loved ones in that Pan Am flight that blew up over Lockerbie. I don't blame them. They don't want Gaddafi in their backyard. Can you blame them? 800-259-5791. In the meantime, we got some interesting stuff to tell you about a concert that the Black Eyed Peas are putting on, and they're saying no to Muslims. I'll tell you why, a certain group. And also, I mentioned this briefly, but this is absolutely probably the biggest blunder of the week. I think it's going to still hold that stimulus money that was sent to 4,000 cons. Yeah. $250 stimulus checks. You know who they went to? Murderers and rapists were on the list. That's nice. Did anyone else get any money in the mail besides the guys behind bars? Yeah, that accounts for a very big blunder. Also, Governor Sanford and what he should do. I think the biggest mistake he made is he just needs to stop talking. Why is he talking? It's, you know, it's that thing where you're trying to convince someone to like you or convince somebody I didn't do it or whatever. There's a point where if I'm an attorney, I tell the person I'm representing, stop. Don't say anything else. Stop talking. Because every time he talks, he gets in deeper and deeper and deeper. Dale is listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hi, Kate. Governor Sanford, I agree, just needs to quit talking. You know, him and this horizontal mambo business. Or, you know, Kate, you need to patent that, you know, like Pat Riley's three-peat.
Right.
Where people, they'd have to pay you to say it, you know.
That's right.
He just continues to embarrass his wife with this. I don't know how the woman does it, but she keeps on doing it.
Yeah, she stands. She does. She's, even when she gets really frustrated, I mean, she stands by him, and he comes out and says this thing about she's my soulmate. Then the emails come out and all these other things. So he just needs to zip it.
Well, they really didn't say anything today either, you know, other than
no.
They wasn't going to resign.
Right.
So I wanted to comment, too, Kate, about Senator Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have voted for the guy for dog catcher, but he was, a loyal member of the Senate. A lot of people liked him. He made some faux pas in his life, and he suffered some immense tragedies as a family person. And he needs to be honored. I'm sure he will. I hope they don't make this in some kind of political rally like what happened to Paul Wellstone when he was killed in Minnesota, where a lot of Republicans got up and walked out, and even some Democrats. We don't need a political rally. We really need to memorialize him and not get in so political. But as you can see by the news today, we're already getting into this that we need to pass a health care bill in his memory.
I know. Exactly, and that's wrong. I agree with you. It's better to just leave it as is instead of to use it. But you know what? And I'm blaming some of the Democrats for that because it's like you said, this is the thing. Grab onto the Kennedy legacy. Do it for Teddy. Let's rename it. Let's call it Kennedy's health care or some nonsense. I wouldn't be surprised if they come up with a bill like that. But it's almost ghoulish to me, but I understand why they would do it. I wouldn't do it, and I agree with you. I wouldn't have voted for him either, but at the same time, I respect the fact that he did try to reach across the aisle, so let's leave it at that and just memorialize his life and what he did.
Well, Chris Matthews said today on television about him being the, you know, Senator Kennedy leaving it to the other brother, Barack Obama. What nonsense. I mean, what's the point of that?
I agree. I mean, you know, Teddy was a big fan of Obama's, but that's pushing the political agenda forward, and it's obvious Chris Matthews, you know which side of the plate he's hitting on. He's definitely been all over Barack Obama from the very beginning, so much so. Dale, thanks for the call. So much so that they, when they did Chris Matthews on Saturday Night Live, and remember when Obama had those debates with Hillary Clinton, when it was narrowed down basically, let's face it, pretty much to the two of them, how they would show, I thought it was brilliant, they would show him falling all over Obama and asking him great questions and just totally ignoring or asking her some ridiculous question, and so they were making fun of it. So it's obvious why Chris Matthews would say that. But it's set up to push this in the direction of Ted Kennedy, and Dale's right. That's the danger there, and he goes back to the Wellstone thing. And I think that's wrong. But it's a good ploy. It's a good ploy. It's a good Nancy Pelosi kind of ploy to push that movement forward. Because remember, and we talked about this last night, the thing that will be interesting is once they get back to the House, once they get back to business, because I think it'll be tough in the Senate anyway, with all this complaining, with all the town hall meetings and all the upset and frustrated people across America, I think what will happen is they could pull out that parliamentary procedure rule. And if they do, what that means is they only need 51, and they would have that with the Democrats in the House, so they could pass, you know, what they could ram through whatever bill they wanted to ram through, which I think would be a big mistake, because then I think some people who think they would be reelected might have to think again, because, you know, it's not all just Republicans who don't want what they're being served up with this health care reform. A lot of physicians haven't been asked. If you take everyone concerned with health care reform, you know who they ask? They cut a deal with Big Pharma. Oh, let's cut a deal with Big Pharma, the people who are screwing us with the drugs. We'll make sure that they're covered off on anything, but forget the doctors. Oh, and forget the little people who, by the way, have to pay for all this, and we'll just try to ram this through. So I wouldn't be surprised if that was what would happen. Use that as his final legacy that he wanted from the 70s, healthcare reform, and so let's rename the bill, whatever, and quickly try to do whatever we can. And I think if they do that parliamentary procedure rule, I think that would be a huge mistake. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hello.
Well, Kate, two things. The Kennedy family and the nuclear option in the Senate using the procedure where you only need one vote. Remember, it's just a rule that the Senate has. It's not in the Constitution. They had the same rule in the House, matter of fact, until they, you know, started to get 300, 400 people in the House, because every time your population expanded, the House grew until they put a limit on it. So they put a limit on filibusters in the House. They never did that in the Senate, but they could. And I mean, you know, we elect a president with 51% of the vote, or just a majority, actually, you know. So, you know, why not have the Senate act like the House? It's just a little rule they had. The Republicans had the chance to put that same rule in, and they chickened out. Remember, McCain had that little McCain mutiny where he got like 13 people together, and they stopped the Republicans from doing the same thing that the Democrats want to do. I would like to see any bill that passes the House and the Senate, you know, pass with like a 70% margin, you know, because if we're a team, you know, it's good to have at least 70% of the team on the same music sheet, you know. When you have 51% of the people voting for or for and 49% again, seems to me that's not a good law. But anyway, I'm not sure if I'm against that or not, unless we want, I mean, you know, it's just a little.
No, I agree. Listen, I agree with you. I think that you should have cooperation, and it should be a little bit further down the road than that. And we both know what the problem is. Was the initially just trying to ram through legislation and load it in with a whole bunch of stuff and then sort it out later. But that didn't happen because people got wise to it and got wise to the three bills that were being proposed in the House and then the one in the Senate. And none of them are worth a damn. The one that's 1,400 plus pages, we keep saying it over and over again, Tomas. We know it's ridiculous. Thanks for the call. Meet us on the flip side for Sports Shorts next.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreenClean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreenClean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreenClean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's BioGreenClean. BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
Got it handy. Get past the people, get past the shit, man. But show the people I know what I'm just about. Go down the curb, let's go, then I'm out.
I don't know why I just love this James Brown song. It's always tough to interrupt it. This is America Tonight. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging with you. We do a segment within the 4 hours we do called Sports Shorts. As many of you know, I used to be a sports caster for a chunk of my career, along with doing news and talk and all that, which is neither here nor there. But it's interesting to find out what's happening in the sports world, and it's also interesting how much the sports world mirrors politics. Like sports talk, in some ways, mirrors what's happening in talk radio. So Rick Pitino, the story breaks about Rick Pitino paying for an abortion for a girl that he got pregnant after having sex with her one time in a restaurant. And the family, of course, had to deal with the fallout of that. He's got a bunch of sons who were obviously rocked by that news, his wife, etc. And he doesn't like the microscope that he suddenly was shoved under. And I happen to be watching Real Sports the other day, and Real Sports is a show on HBO. They do documentary-style sports that I like. They, you know, go deeper into different stories, whether it's horse racing or whatever the particular subject matter is. And I think the reporters do a great job, right? Bernie Goldberg is one of them. So anyway, I was watching that, and at the end of it, Bryant Gumbel, who I'm not totally crazy about, I definitely didn't like him when he was doing football announcing, he does a little editorial thing at the end, and he has definitely free license. HBO probably lets him say what he wants to say. And at the end of it, he said how ridiculous it was about Rick Pitino that he was trying to cover up what he was using the money for when everybody knows that it was used for an abortion. So basically, you know, who was he kidding? Here was Rick Pitino's answer to all the things that have been happening. He says it's absolutely ridiculous.
I will make one further statement to all of you about this, because whatever's been written in New York, I'm a proud New Yorker, and the writers there have always treated me with great respect, but my family and friends had to read this garbage. And the same thing here in Louisville, where I've spent the last, going now on 17 years, and can't love a state any more than this. Everything that's been printed, everything that's been reported, everything that you're showing and breaking in the news on the day that Ted Kennedy died is 100% a lie. A lie. All of this has been a lie. Okay? A total fabrication of the truth, except what I told you. The mistake that I've made. Everything else is a lie. Tim Cipher has not come forward to tell the truth. He will have to do it at the trial when they bring him up, because he's in a custody battle for his child, for 100% custody battle. So nobody really can stand up. And I couldn't say anything because my lawyer said, don't say anything. And the university says, don't say anything. And the authorities say, don't say anything. Well, enough's enough. I am saying something. It's a lie. It's a 100% lie. You've known it. It's a lie. You've all known it. You haven't printed. You haven't said it. You've known the background. But you haven't said it. So I'm going to get on to basketball, and I will tell you this. It hasn't hurt recruiting one bit. We will still bring in top 10 players. This program has been a top 10 program the last 2 years. It will continue to be a top 10 program. Our fans are the greatest in college basketball. My opinion, I work here. Shoot is great fans everywhere. We will continue to bring in great players. We will still run this program with great integrity. No question, I admitted to you I made a mistake. And believe me, I will suffer that mistake, for that mistake. My wife and family do not deserve these lies. You shouldn't be reporting these lies. You want to report the truth? Go ahead and do it. Report the truth. Do your investigative reporting. Get the open records. Get anything you want that you can get. When it comes to trial, you'll know the truth. And that's why I haven't gone around to Inside Edition and this station and this station and this station, because I know it's going to come out. The FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office don't go after jaywalkers.
All right. So Rick Pitino obviously fired up by some of the stuff that's been printed and so many people trying to follow him around. And as he said, the tabloid shows wanting interviews and all that sort of stuff. He says they were trying to extort money from him, they being the woman and the guy that she, since the whole Pitino thing, married, including college tuition for her kids, 2 cars, money to pay off her house, $3,000 a month. I guess the demands escalated to like $10 million. And then there was the allegation that she was raped. And this was about 2 months after she was indicted for extortion and lying to the FBI. So obviously it's a very sordid thing. And that's where we start with sports shorts. He doesn't like the attention, and you heard him say it didn't hurt in any way the recruiting at Louisville, which is a great college hoops program. And here we get ready to roll into the start of the season. In the meantime, a couple of other quick things for you when it comes to sports. And we're in the middle right now, as we know, of preseason football. A couple of people have called the show and asked me if I have gone yet to the Cowboys' new stadium. And I am, in fact, going on Saturday. I'll be there at a suite on Saturday for the San Francisco Cowboy matchup, so I'll be able to give you my impressions of what Jerry's shrine looks like, because it is gigantic from the outside, certainly. And it'll be an interesting year for the Dallas Cowboys, a very interesting year for Minnesota with Brett Favre as quarterback, an extremely interesting year for the Philadelphia Eagles as they've got Michael Vick to contend with, and whether or not the people truly will embrace him, and ultimately what, you know, what will happen to Vick when he takes the field, because already what's happened with Michael Vick is there have been a few little protests, but Eagles tailgaters say they're going to be out in force before he takes the field, and animal advocates are going to come out for it too. Dog lovers are throwing a competing tailgating party for the Second Chance Dog campaign. It's a reference to Vick's Second Chance in the NFL because they say they're going to increase the awareness of dog fighting and encourage the adoption of rescued bulls, rather. Remember, I've said this before in this show, look, the guy served his time, you know, period. Served his time, that's it. But the SPCA in Philadelphia is saying, look, a lot of people have pointed out that Vick's animals never got a second chance, so we need to speak for them. We need to put a big spotlight on the types of cruelty cases against, you know, against dogs, against animals that we deal with every single day. So I don't know that it's going to be smooth sailing for Vick to try to rehab his image by, and he's doing that by trying to work with the Humane Society in the United States to warn kids about dog fighting. In Philadelphia, he's having a very, very tough time having people embrace him. And there's more of the taking chunks out of him for the dog fighting thing and saying, you know, his apologies were hollow and, you know, all that sort of stuff. You know, here's the bottom line. I'll say it again. He did his time. So at some point, you got to cut some people some slack, right? I mean, look, I'm a dog lover. I think it's horrific. Disgusting, unbelievable. When I heard that, I couldn't believe it. But he went to jail. He went to jail for a pretty long time. So we'll see what he does now with this second time around. Hopefully he ends up donating some money to some good causes that have to do with animals. And I don't know, maybe people pay attention to Michael Vick, although I don't know what an ad campaign with Vick saying don't do dog fighting will actually do. How about this one from San Francisco in sports shorts? A federal appeals court actually sided with the players on Wednesday, ruled federal agents were wrong to seize the infamous drug list and the samples of the 104 Major League Baseball players who supposedly tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs back in 2003. This is big for the players' union because they've argued for years to have the results destroyed, and they're still fighting leaks from the material because it was supposed to be anonymous, but... And it was, of course, later sealed by the court, but all these names started to come out. You had, you know, on the list, Alex Rodriguez, David Ortiz, recently, who admitted they were on it. And Ortiz said, you know, he doesn't care about the ruling. It won't help him a month after it was leaked that he was on the list. But there's some other names there that have not been released. So I guess they have to be breathing a sigh of relief. And the players' union certainly kicking their heels up in the air for joy that finally has happened, because it seemed like they were going to just let every player be leaked out. And now, unless they're already leaked out there or somebody has that knowledge, it might be shut down forever and put in a vault somewhere. We'll see. Flip me an email, day or night, americatonight.net.
Everything that's been printed, everything that's been reported, everything that you're shown in breaking in the news on the day that Ted Kennedy died is 100% a lie.